This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your Honor, every one of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has delivered them. Therefore, the Post Office Department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
The great scenes from one of the great Christmas movies, for sure. We're almost at the night before Christmas, and I was thinking, Jay, what are people going to do? It's not too early to think about how to ring in the new year, right? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to be? With whom will you be? Do you even celebrate? I'm not a big New Year's. I usually go to bed at the same time because before the advent of the modern era of broadcasting, wherein my partners don't want to get up and do a live New Year's show, I was always in bed early because I got up and did the program on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. So, hiss, boo to the new people on the...
You say new, but when I joined in January, now, Vic, I think it was
victorious
January 2021, so
yeah,
New Year's Eve, New Year's Day was 2022. You guys already weren't...
Yeah, victorious spoilers. It's her fault.
Anyway. She's not here to defend herself, so yeah, let's throw her under the bus.
Nah, she's a great addition. We've had some great people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, I just it's a rhetorical question in a manner of speaking. What are you going to do? What's that song? What are you doing? New Year's Eve. I'm going to be in Palm Beach. And people
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Go by and whistle and see if Donald Trump is at Mar-a-Lago, right? Wave hello. I see there. I've mentioned Trump at this hour. I don't have to do it again, right? Time to move on to the story of an Oklahoma teenager who was very shy, but he wanted to overcome his shyness. His name is Reed Markham. He learned that some children in his town out in Oklahoma... Well, we have a lot of new listeners. How do you do? Merry Christmas to you folks out there in Oklahoma City. This is a story. He found that a lot of children didn't have any toys under their tree. So, again, he was shy. He was bullied. He now is an adult. He remembered the moment very clearly. He was 7 years old. There were people who stepped in to make Christmas special. So he thought, okay, I'm a fifth grader. And there are a lot of people that I know who won't find anything under the tree. So, and he wasn't concerned about the reason. He put his heart into it and talked to his mother. Said, let's have a toy drive, a neighborhood toy drive. And so that's what they did. They organized a toy drive. The mother, a lady named Angie Miller, posted a video on Facebook explaining her son's intentions, asked for donations of toys to buy, or money to buy toys for youngsters who didn't have anything. He belonged to 4-H, and he made a 4-H project out of it. So imagine this, and the reach that it got in this area of Oklahoma, great response, lots of people bought new toys, donated them, or they sent in money to go buy toys. This was 7 years ago, and now Reed is a university freshman, and he still goes home every Christmas to participate in the annual toy drive that now has his name attached to it, and 10,000 toys later, how about that? Giving
That's
away
so cool.
this kid. And then they give him, they buy socks for the youngsters who don't have any clothing, underwear, trousers, shirts, gloves, that sort of thing. And then there are walls of toys lined up in this area where they bring them every year. There's 10,000 toys this year. 54,000 toys have been given so far. So the power of one, there's a lot of lessons here. The power of one person, one idea, and look at how it grows. The seed gets planted, and you talk about it, which is like water, and you spread it around. This kid has raised $3.5 million to buy toys. This is an amazing story. Amazing how this happened. One seed, you see, there are no bad ideas. It's the implementation sometimes of the ideas, but God loved this kid. Man, I think God does love this kid, frankly. So we all share in our enthusiasm and sending a lot of love to this guy and to the people who work in this area of Oklahoma to provide something that otherwise they wouldn't have. That's what Christmas, that really is. That's Christmas, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, let's see here. What are the people in the Ukraine doing? Yep. This thing's been going on for 22 months. Believe it? No. This thing has been going on for almost 2 years between the Russians. The Russians, Putin says, we'll be in and out of there in 2-3 days.
Yeah, right. He thought it would genuinely not take any longer than 72 hours.
Right. So anyway, they're mobilizing more people. They're bringing more folks into military training over there. I guess there are a lot of men between 18 and 60 who were not really allowed to leave the country because they needed them for the military. And so recruitment centers have, I guess this, like the problem in Ukraine and these areas, these Eastern Bloc countries, is they're so corrupt. And so everybody's been, there's just been a mess over there. And they're trying to keep the troop mobilization. The problem is that it's winter, and the winters over there are brutal. You have to go to northern Maine or northern Minnesota in our country to have the brutal winters that they have over in Ukraine. So they're deserters. We talk about the Russian deserters, but there are a lot of deserters. So some of them have been caught and sent to prison. Some of them have been fined money, and then they're offering money to get people to join the service. So the reason I'm telling you the story is it's not all rosy on the Ukrainian side of things. And some of this stuff is coming out now because of the focus on what we have done in terms of helping Ukraine, where our money has gone, because there are a lot of people now, Republicans want to know where the money's gone. Good question. Some of it's been misused, misappropriated, because that's what happens when you've got a lot of cash in one place being used for one thing, especially in a situation that's so fluid like a war. We just, we'll buy these things. Who knows what they're paying the middlemen? Because they're not buying, countries like Ukraine, it's not like China, Russia, and America where we make all of our own tools of war. We don't have to go someplace to buy a ship. We build them. Other people come to us to buy a ship or to have them made here so that, they can go to the French Navy or they can go to the Italian Navy or, in this case, whatever things we make here. The corruption is a circle because here we have the money that the Republicans are concerned about, money that you and I are paying through our taxes, that goes, we hire, when you give, this is the way foreign aid works, no matter what the military aid or social aid, whatever it is. If you want us to give you money, you have to spend that money with an American company. So if we give you money for arms, you got to buy the arms from us. It's like the United States, we give them 100 tanks. We don't give them anything. We give them the money, and they make a contract with the person, with the company in America that makes the tanks. So it's a circle. Understand how it works? It's not just, we're not putting tanks on a ship. The United States government doesn't say, here are 100 tanks. The United States government says, here's the money to buy 100 tanks from our tank maker. That's what they do That's how it works. And so in the money, to transfer the money, and this is what the Republicans are questioning with, you know, that's with good reason. Whereas all that we give you $100 million for tanks. Well, they only spend $90 million for tanks. Where'd the other $10 million go? Well, use your imagination. Right? That's the kind of thing that we're talking about here. And something, there's a lot of lobbying going on. The people in Washington that are confronting lobbyists every day from K Street, the lobbyists, okay, make sure in this $100 million appropriation is money for us to sell them tanks or to sell them planes or to sell them, because we specify what the money is for. We say, okay, they come, Zelensky says, we need all these guns and we need all these tanks, we need these planes. Okay, so then when the lobbyists for the various companies hear this, they start working their contacts in the Army or the Navy, who have the contacts with the manufacturers like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. It is a sticky wicket here. It's a slippery slope, and there's corruption at every level. Up and down and sideways. So that's why it doesn't get to be that clear when the Republicans just say, you know, the Democrats say, well, these guys are just trying to slow this down. They're asking good questions. Where's the money gone? Did you use it all to buy armaments from American companies? No. Well, where did it go? I don't know.
Well, why isn't it earmarked that it has to, or maybe it is, that it has to be used for this? It cannot be used for anything else, and what's not used has to come back.
Yeah, well, we're going to give you your job.
Like when donors donate to a company or an organization, they earmark things of this is specifically supposed to go to some people bankroll the volunteers who are paid. Or I don't want to call them volunteers because they're paid, but the salaried employees with volunteer places or these go to the efforts or whatever, where people actually earmark what the donation is to go to.
I want to do that with my taxes. I want to pay, if I pay $10,000 a year in taxes, let's say, I want to be able to say, I want it used for this program, this, 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 and this. I don't want my money used for military. You get, find somebody else to donate money. Because that's what we're doing. Taxes are a donation. And not that you're doing it because you want to.
You're voluntold to pay it.
Yeah, voluntold, right. All right, 18 after, lots of consideration here on Good Day.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be great.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now 23 after the hour. Open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. And keep your mouth in sort of animated suspension for a while, because it's time for us to tell you a couple of stories here that you can repeat at the water cooler later today. Because this portion of the program is always devoted every hour in this segment to social media comings and goings, technology sometimes. So there's a campaign by some of the states in our country to curb social media. And because various laws have been passed and legal ploys have been introduced to erode some of social media's reach, let's see what kind of a battle that's going to set up in the tech industry coming up next year. Right now, another focus, some tech gift-giving ideas, millions of options when it comes to technology. We're coming up with ideas for gifts, last-minute gifts to give. These days, staying connected to the people that you love, getting the most bang for your buck, very important. So here's an overview of some ideas from Glenn Williams.
The hustle and bustle of the holiday season can be overwhelming. Smart shopping expert Trey Bodge has you covered.
The holidays are a great time to get amazing deals on the latest tech, helping you stay connected to loved ones. It's also a great time to switch wireless providers. A new device might be the star of the show, but don't forget about your wireless plan. There's a lot of perks that will keep on giving long past the holidays.
While some wireless providers make you choose between getting a great value and a great network, at T-Mobile you can get both all year long.
This year, T-Mobile is offering the ultimate tech bundle, where you can get a free smartphone, free smartwatch, and free earbuds. In addition to major deals on tech, new and existing T-Mobile customers score with plans packed with perks, like free Netflix, free in-flight Wi-Fi, and free high-speed data abroad.
Check out all of T-Mobile's holiday deals at T-Mobile.com/offers.
All right, so here's what's going on, Jay. Some various states have passed new laws targeting child safety, data privacy, artificial intelligence, and content moderation, which I find to be an interesting phrase, as some of these moves impose tighter restrictions, tighter scrutiny on the entire social media industry. And then there have been things that they've tried to get past that they couldn't because of the money that's being spent by the social media companies that keep this stuff at bay. But anyway, you look at some of the regulations
that are going to affect most everybody. Well, it depends on the state. Some states haven't done anything when it comes to this. But they're looking at material that potentially is harmful to children, and they want it to be restricted. Now, the question is, and this is what Zuckerberg and his pals are bringing up, is it free speech, right? What's the cutoff for free speech? I guess that's the question, right?
No, and it is. So, or the age limit for free speech. You have to be of a certain age to see it. But there's also so many perverts and pedophiles that can reach out to children. It's just
there's the Chinese government, too.
So many levels, especially when it comes to mental health, too. You see all of these things in the news. We as adults can get overwhelmed with the inundation of all of these hard news stories that are around the world. A child who does not have the mental capacity to deal with a lot of this stuff starts to develop. A high level of depression and anxiety and living in fear because they don't, it's too much.
Too much fear-based thinking. So anyway, and I just said, you know, the prevention of the Chinese government from using TikTok to spy on Americans. Most young people don't have a clue. They just, there's TikTok everywhere. And it's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. The state of Indiana dismissed two cases alleging TikTok deceived users about the security of personal data. Arkansas, same kind of thing. California, another one. Utah. Meta has spent a lot of money, and so has TikTok, to defeat these cases. So look out below, boys and girls. It's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. California, considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden States ballot.
Lieutenant Governor Elena Kunalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options following the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to bar Trump from their ballot. In a letter to the Secretary, Kunalakis asserts that California is obligated to assess whether Trump is ineligible for the state's ballot for reasons similar to those outlined in the Colorado case. I'm John Schaefer.
Over 10,000 undocumented immigrants are crowded into a cramped detention center in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, overwhelmed by a surge. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes the situation is just the beginning.
There's more people in the pipeline.
He proposes deploying additional immigration judges to the border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s.
He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Christmas, Barbie. Wherever you are.
Lyric line, Jay.
The lyric.
I'm just Ken. Maybe you get who it is. It's Ryan Gosling, who has brought some Kennergy into Christmas. He got together with Mark Ronson, who is the producer of the soundtrack to Barbie, and created some songs. that were like I'm Just Ken. I've not seen this movie. I forgot whether you went to see it or not. Or James, did you go see Barbie?
I sure did. Yeah.
With your girlfriend? Yeah,
I did. It was unironically, it was really good. Because, you know, a lot of boyfriends are like, we're going to go see Barbie. It's going to be
yeah.
You know? No, it was actually really good, in my opinion.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear your opinion. I wasn't intrigued by it at all, so I didn't go. Did you go,
you
Jay?
No, the last movie I went to was a Spider-Man movie. I think it was Far From Home or something. But I want to see it. I just haven't had the time to stream it yet.
Well, there's a this Christmas sort of is a music video, apparently, that Ryan Gosling was moved to produce. In the clip, he joins this guy, Mark Ronson, and I guess a couple of other people that were involved, like Andrew Wyatt, people you didn't know, a bunch of musicians. The song is a new version of Ken's album, his anthem, if you will. And so they decorated the studio with all kinds of holiday lights to set the atmosphere. And they recorded this version. And so the question was, do you think it's too Christmas? And so apparently they decided, yeah, it's great for Christmas. Let's release it for Christmas. So that's I'm Just Ken for Christmas. All right. Everybody got that? I'm unimpressed, but Christmas, a lot of people like the movie. And I go against the grain more often than not. So there you go. Help yourself to Ryan Gosling's new Christmas music. I want to go back to where we were in the last half hour for a few minutes, Jay, with your permission and everybody listening. The reference to where our money goes, that seems to have intrigued some people sending me notes about, can you explain more about what's really going on? Well, I learned all of this when I was doing trips around the country during the Clinton administration. The fellow who ran the State Department, the Division of Foreign Aid, a guy that I became very good friends with, I've lost touch with him. He was a fabulous guy. And anyway, so I learned how the system worked. And so to go one step further, kind of, and by the way, you can hear this discussion. If you just go to gooddayshow.com, you'll hear the whole program as we remind you through the day. You can hear the program all day, every day, not just in the time of day where we're doing the program live, which is in the morning. So, and you know, you hear all the stuff. We were certainly this week talking on the podcast, the download and the show about Christmas shopping sprees and what happened with Donald Trump this week in Colorado and Jennifer Love Hewitt talking about aging. And that's part of what you can hear on the download from yesterday, but also at gooddayshow.com you hear today. So anyway, I was talking about where the money in Yugoslavia goes. But it's not just limited to Yugoslavia and our aid, foreign aid. I was saying that all the money that we give to other countries in foreign aid has to be spent with American companies, no matter what the aid is. It could be in the form of helping build new schools. Well, if that's the case, you have to hire an American contractor to build a school. And the case of money that's going for weaponry, you have to buy. We give you the money, and we tell you you can use the money as long as you buy the armed stuff, whatever you want, tanks and guns or whatever it is. You got to buy it from an American company. Okay, so there's a story that goes hand in hand with that that's floating around today that you will hear nobody else talk about. The story of Fat Leonard. Jay, did you ever hear about Fat Leonard? You know who Fat Leonard was? Okay. So Fat Leonard, his real name was Francis Leonard, pled guilty to running a bribery scheme using a company that he ran in Malaysia to swindle the U.S. Navy out of $35 million. What he did was take the money that he was given for his company, and he provided kickbacks, cash, travel, sex, to Navy officials, U.S. Navy officials, and he, in exchange for giving them all of this stuff, cash, travel, sex, he got classified information And they are, and used that classified information to secure government contracts on the inside. So he would, he knew what the bidding process was. Because again, if you're, you know, doing business with the government, you got to put in a bid. And so he went to Venezuela, which doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States, but somehow or other we've managed to get him out. And there are some other political prisoners also in Venezuela that were exchanged. There's a Colombian businessman. Anyway, so they got this guy out, and they have brought him to justice, quote-unquote, and he's now going to serve a prison sentence. It was part of a prisoner exchange, apparently, with the Venezuelans. So anyway, but this is just another example of many that you can find. And the journalism is really poor. I was going to say pee poor, and it is pee poor. We don't have any journalists anymore. Nobody's telling these stories. This guy used $35 million of money that he got from us to bribe our officials, so he got information from them that he could use to get on the inside track to get these contracts. You understand? Did my story make sense, Jay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Well enough so that people understand that this stuff goes on everywhere, all day, every day. Okay. I don't know if I talked about this yesterday or not. Seems to be making more of the rounds today. What President Xi told President Zhou when they had a meeting last week. And I think we touched on this a little. I don't remember. I remember reading it and thinking about it, but I don't sometimes remember whether we talk about it on the air or not. The reunification with Taiwan that Xi has made his calling card. So, he said to Biden, we're going to take back Taiwan. So, you better get used to the idea. The timing apparently isn't clear. China would like to assume control of Taiwan peacefully, but he apparently said to Biden, if this was when they were in San Francisco, if we can't get it the easy way, we'll take it the hard way. Which, of course, we have promised the Taiwanese.
Someone's been watching Wild Wild West movies a little bit too recently.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, whether that... It's just more uncertainty, right? It's more fear. It's what are we going to do if kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway. Okay, so here's another one from the reality of where we are. It's Christmas, yeah, but still other things going on. Like this story from Colorado, where a teenager was charged with providing material support to ISIS. A teenager, 16 years old. His name is Humza Mashkor. Okay, so you can draw your own conclusions after hearing the name. Not always fair to draw conclusions, but anyway, he was arrested for attempting to board a flight in Denver to join ISIS. Remember that last year? Remember that? This story at this time of year? Last year, the Justice Department grabbed him before he could get out of Denver. Apparently, undercover FBI agents were communicating with him. And he had a social media handle named Humza Afghan. And however, that flagged something on some piece of software. And so the FBI started watching him. And he, on his postings, frequently expressed support for ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And
one instance,
he shared videos online of people getting executed, and that was kind of cool. Anyway, he told the undercover officer he was born in the U.S., went to Afghanistan, came back to the U.S. after his family had to leave. He wanted to return to Afghanistan where his family was and join the Taliban, apparently. And he was trying to stir up other stuff. I don't know. How is that illegal? I mean, that part of it. You want to leave the country, go to Afghanistan, join the Taliban? Okay, see you later. Just don't come back. But apparently what he was trying to figure out how to do was join the Taliban, come back here, and make trouble. Right? For the sake of Allah. Here we go. Right? Everything is for the sake of Allah. It's interesting how people... There's a whole thing about the new Speaker of the House. as one might imagine, because of his religious beliefs, his conservative beliefs, he's being upended by the more left-of-center news media like the New York Times. So they're trying to vet him, and they found out about some ceremony that he went to with his daughter. It's kind of a weird thing, but, you know, so what? It's not my business to tell you. But what they're trying to do is build up resistance to this guy because he's very, very conservative, and I don't even like using that word because it isn't the right word to use, but he's very focused. Like this, I don't know what it's called, Jay. You can probably find it. There's some event, a ball that fathers and daughters go to in this particular group. And they,
oh, the young purity girls, ball.
The purity ball. That's it. Thank you. Yes. And they dress up in white gowns like, you know, they're virgin brides, and they promise to be virgins until they get married and all that other stuff. Well, you know what? If somebody wants to promise to do that, what the hell business is that of mine or yours? I don't care. Not my business. But yet, the news media is trying to portray him as some kind of a geeky control freak because he doesn't want his daughter to have sex before she gets married. Well, okay. I guess you can draw that conclusion if you want. If you think if that sort of thing bothers you, as I said, I don't think it's any of my business. It doesn't make me like or not like Johnson any better. But I can see people on the edge or people who don't like his rap anyway. Ah, yeah, see, we told you. Look at this guy. He's got a weird relationship with his daughter. I don't think he can draw that conclusion from the purity ball, can you?
This situation, it's also to abstain from dating and to remain sexually abstinent until marriage. Well, how do you know who you're going to marry if you don't date them? It's not just abstaining from sex, but abstaining from dating in general,
so there's questions. It's questionable. Anyway, so I bring that to your attention. At 48 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins. Because with hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's 53 past the hour now. Good day, Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with my very dear friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I invite you, I remind you, I implore you, if you have issues with your heart, your circulatory system, and you're not satisfied with the information that you're getting from whoever your provider is, Ken's not there to criticize the provider. He's there to give you something else to think about. So if you want to call in to the clinic at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. And people also, when they know that it's time for questions with Dr. Ken, they know they can leave the questions if they like at 855-999-3684 anytime, day or night through the week. Okay, so let's deal with COVID and the various things that are happening, the new variant. Will you explain? First question has to do with JN1. What is that?
Right. The CDC this week, Doug, estimates that the COVID-19 variant, JN.1, which is a descendant of this summer's BA.2.86, is currently the fastest growing variant in America due to increased holiday travel and waning immunity, Doug. We're in a peak of respiratory virus season here in America, and this highly mutated form of SARS-CoV-2 is spreading and contributing to rising cases nationwide. The symptoms of JN.1 are similar to other COVID-19 variants and subvariants, which include, are you ready? Cough, sore throat, congestion, runny nose, sneezing, fatigue, headache, muscle aches, and altered sense of smell.
Sort of sounds like all the COVID. Right.
Well, it's more upper respiratory, more neck and above than the original strain was back in 2020, which was more lower respiratory, more of a pneumonia. Mm.
All right. And so the flu that's around right now, I told you I hadn't even a bout with that for 24 hours or so. Very strong. But I tested myself for COVID and didn't have it. So what's this? Even for people like me who've got a tough immune system and have never had COVID, I got whacked for 24 hours or so by this damn flu. So is there a connection between that and any of these COVID things that we're talking about, these strains?
Just that this time of year, in the winter, in the North America, you're going to have more upper respiratory viruses. And there's three this year, flu, COVID-19, and RSV, and they're all peaking. And they're, as we talked earlier, dramatic increase in hospitalizations in the last few weeks. And, you know, so talk to your doctor about the vaccines. No one's jumping at them. Less than 20% of Americans have gotten the latest COVID shot. There's fewer people this year getting the flu shot. There is now an RSV vaccine. Talk to your doctor about yourself getting it. You know, no one wants to wear masks, but if you're in a big, dense crowd right now, thinking about a mask would not be a bad idea. And wash those hands and keep them off your face.
All right. So what about the question of probiotics and how that deals with COVID-19?
This is great news out of clinical nutrition this week, Doug, that probiotics might be able to help people dodge the worst effects of COVID-19. Unvaccinated people were in this study who take a lactobacillus-laced probiotic, have reduced COVID-19 symptoms and even delayed infection. This study suggests probiotics, Doug, could be a simple and inexpensive way to treat folks who've been exposed to COVID-19. Probiotics, they're designed to boost the beneficial bacteria and yeast that live inside the body, primarily the gastrointestinal tract.
I wonder if that's an impact on me. I take a couple
absolutely.
Of probiotics. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So now there's one more here with regard to COVID-19 and the atrial fibrillation, which we've been talking about. I see that there may be a connection.
Exactly. European Heart Journal this week, Doug, add another post-COVID-19 hazard to the list. Research suggests having the illness could raise risk for dangerous irregular heartbeats. According to this Swedish study, the odds a person might develop atrial fibrillation, which is a common arrhythmia linked to stroke, rose 12-fold in the month after COVID-19 infection compared to folks without the illness. The risks remained elevated for at least 2 months. The risks are higher in older individuals with severe COVID-19, and the unvaccinated.
Hmm. All right. Wow. Here's something for you to chew on as we think about all the impact, the business of how do you live and what do you look out for? That's what Dr. Ken is all about. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen wishing you a Merry Christmas weekend.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.